You're listening to the Closing Mark Report on a Thursday afternoon. Matt Bennett of TGM in Windsor, Illinois, on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Matt.
Good afternoon, Don.
Well, last week you said you were about halfway done with corn harvest there. You probably got slowed down. How close are you now?
Still about halfway done.
Yeah.
Ever since we talked, we had quite a bit of rain. We were real fortunate, like most people, I think, in Central Illinois, in that we got a fair amount of rain and it came right. And so, people were pretty excited about that. Guys are getting back in the field today. They tried a little bit there yesterday before it rained, but back in the field today.
So you got the first set from Isaac over the weekend, and then you got another set in the last couple of days, right?
Yeah, we got another half inch to an inch and a half, depending on where you're at here in the last, yesterday. So, and there's a chance again tomorrow, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Much help for the soybeans in your area?
I think there's been some help for the soybeans. You talk to agronomists, and you go out and look for yourself, and there's no question that, the flat pods we were worried about 4 or 5 weeks ago just really isn't the case anymore. You've got actually some beans in them, so it's nice to see.
For corn and beans, how's basis holding up?
Well, basis kind of fallen a little bit, weakened up just a little bit, and as far as corn goes, there's several processors backed off just a hair, so, our basis locally has actually been off, probably 20 cents in the last 2 weeks.
What do you think about the marketplace as you look forward to maybe the month of the rest of September and then October?
Obviously, the big wild card, I think, is the crop report coming up. What's it going to tell us, and are we going to have any big surprises? And, I'm still in the camp that thinks that we're still too high on this corn crop. I know we hear some decent yields here and there, but as far as, average-wise, I'm just not hearing it. So I think we're going to get a bit of a surprise on the corn. And, the beans might be a little bit of a bear surprise because I could see the bean crop maybe growing a little bit. So to me, that's going to set the tone, and it's going to be really tough to tell what we're going to do until we see those numbers.
You think you have local blinders on, or are you hearing not such good reports from all across the Midwest?
Well, we're hearing not such good reports from a lot of places in the Midwest. Get stuff from different DSMs and different seed companies, and it's in multiple states. And so I think that one agronomist told me that he's seeing 4-1 disappointed versus happy as far as what they thought their corn yields were going to make in the state of Illinois and Indiana. And so to me, that's a pretty big number. It'll be really interesting to see what they come up with, but I just have a hard time believing that number won't be lower yet than what the pro farmer number is.
Speaking of numbers, your bids for the day?
Yeah, our cash corn bid will be 810 and Jan's just 809, then cash beans 1747 and Jan's 1746.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Matt Bennett. He's with TGM in Windsor, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Thursday afternoon.
The Closing Market Report on Illinois Public Media is made possible with support from L&M Commodities, a full-service brokerage company serving area farmers with professional market advice and crop insurance products. L&M Commodities has offices in New Market, Indiana, Leland, Illinois, and Terrell, Arkansas.